Welcome to Word Therapy. Psychologists have discovered that a session or two of word therapy in many instances is equal to several months of mental medications. Word therapy is something that the children of God have always participated in. We participate in word therapy by studying the Bible, by going to a Bible-believing church, by attending Bible studies, by meditating upon the Word of God, and by encouraging one another in God's Word. These words of life found in the Scriptures renew, even transform, or change the form of the brain. Brain science knows this phenomenon as neuroplasticity. Romans 12:2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Word therapy, how amazingly and marvelously beneficial. One of the largest studies of its kind discovered that those who go to church more than once per week live 11% or 8 years longer than their un- or less-churched brethren. It wasn't just more life, but it was abundant life. This group was sick less often, spent less time in the doctor's office and hospitals, and when they did get sick, recovered quicker. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And more abundant? Yes. Are you ready to participate in word therapy that will last for eternity? Have you been born again? What are you waiting for? Do it today, and your sin, shame, and bondages will be broken and fall to the ground like paper chains. Do it today, and today will be the best day of your life, and tomorrow will be better. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Today, an exciting new adventure begins. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms chapter 19, verses 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Man said, "The Bible's accounts are often inaccurate and exaggerated. Surely no one in this enlightened society finds it credible." Now the record. We need to know with total certainty that God's words found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible are true and righteous altogether. As a result of following these words, we will make decisions that will alienate us from friends and family. We will make decisions that will alter our lives entirely. As a result of following God's words, many have forfeited even life and freedom. Believing God's word produces real consequences. I need to know that they are completely true. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Where there is doubt, the mountain won't move. You have arrived at God Said, Man Said feature article 655. These glorious features again and again certify the full inerrancy of God's Word. On this website, you'll see third-party certifications from ancient history, societal records, archaeology, paleontology, geology, microscience, and more and more. And every Thursday Eve, God willing, these features grow by one. All features are archived on God Said, Man Said for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. You'll find the following three features on this site very helpful. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Number two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine. You can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. We are honored by your visit. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. The accuracy of Bible history, and yes, all its miraculous accounts, is simply staggering. The skeptics abound who challenge the accuracy of the Bible's accounts, but their skepticism is being overturned on a very regular basis. One of the world's most renowned archaeologists, Dr. Ilette Mazur, had this to say concerning her confidence in the Bible history. Mazur, who is both revered and reviled by some of her colleagues for being a biblical archaeologist, says that the Bible is unquestionably the most important historical source for her work since it contains a genuine historical account of the past. "I work with the Bible in one hand and the tools of excavation in the other," she says. "The Bible is the most important historical source." In reviewing Dr. Paul McCoy's 460-page book, Scripture Insights from Science and Archaeology, we have pulled excerpts that highlight the accuracy of Holy Writ. They follow. Genesis chapter 23, verses 3 through 18, speaks of the cave at Machpelah. The name means double or fold. The site was sanctified in the Hasmonean period, and Herod the Great built the present building over the cave in 10 BC. This is very likely the oldest authentic site in Israel, with Jacob's well at Shechem the second oldest. It was purchased from Ephron the Hittite at Hebron, 20 miles south of Jerusalem. In a bargaining tactic still used today by insisting on paying for the cave, Abraham was obliged to buy it at the offered price, 400 shekels of silver, approximately 300 troy ounces. The Code of Hammurabi lists the wages of a working man at 8 to 11 shekels per day in Law 274, or a cost of 36 years of wages, a high price indeed. 2 Chronicles 26, 21 through 23 speaks of Uzziah the leper. On the grounds in the cemetery of the Russian Church of Mary Magdalene at the foot of the Mount of Olives was found in 1931 an ossuary, now in the Israel Museum, with the inscription, "Hither were brought the bones of Uzziah, king of Judah. Do not open." His tomb was originally located in the burial field of the kings and not in the royal tomb of the kings in the city of David because he was a leper. End of quote. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace? Again, Dr. McCoy. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19. Fiery furnace of approximately 600 B.C., excavations at Babylon found what looks like a brick kiln. However, an inscription reads, "This is the place of burning, where men who blasphemed the gods of Chaldea died by fire." An inscription of Assurbanipal, 668 to 627 BC, reads, "Saul Magina, my rebellious brother who made war with me, they threw into a burning fiery furnace and destroyed his life." A king of Larsa, which is north of Ur, a contemporary of King Hammurabi, gave sentence for a slave to be thrown into a furnace. End of quote. They threw Daniel in the lion's den, but he was not harmed. Dr. McCoy continues in Daniel chapter 6, 16, this story begins, and it's the den of lions, approximately 538 B.C. The excavator Duafe at Babylon fell into what looked like a well, but upon examination found an inscription, "The place of execution, where men who angered the king died, torn by wild animals." At the palace in Shushan, a record list was found of 484 men of high rank who had died in a lion's den. One of Assurbanipal's inscriptions reads, "The rest of the people who had rebelled, they threw alive among bulls and lions, as Sennacherib, my father, used to do. Lo, again, following his footsteps, these men I threw into the midst of them." End of quote. The list that follows is surely not exhaustive, but it emphasizes the clear accuracy of names and places in God's Word, again from Dr. McCoy's work. Israel personages recovered from seals, bulle, and inscriptions. Most of the seals and bulle are in Robert Deutsch's messages from the past Hebrew bulle from the time of Isaiah through the destruction of the first temple, House of David, from the stela at Tel Dan, fits only 2 Kings 9:14 through 29, where Hazael killed both Jehoram, son of Ahab, and Ahaziah, son of Joram, and the Moabite stone. Thus David is real. Uzziah, from an ossuary in the Israel of Museum, hither was brought the bones of Uzziah, do not open. Also the Tiglath-Pileser II tribute list at Achaiah Uzziah. Seal of Jotham, son of Uzziah. Seal of Abiah and Shebaniah, servant of Uzziah. Seal of Ahaz and Ushna, servant of Ahaz. Seal of Queen Jezebel. Seal of Hezekiah. Stele of Adan-Nirari III, which mentions Jehoash of Israel. Inscription above the tomb of Shebaniah or Shebna in the Silwan village. Seal of Shebaniah, servant of the king. Menahem, king of Israel, from the Iran stele of Tiglath-Pileser's 9th year, 737 BC, in the Israel Museum, also mentioned in the tribute paid in the 8th year. Seal of Manasseh, seal of Josiah, seal of Jehoiachin, ration list from his captivity at Babylon. Seal of Shemna, servant of Jeroboam II. Hezer from the architrave above his Kidron family tomb. Seal of Abdi, servant of Ahoshe, king of Israel, dates to 732 to 722 B.C. Seal of Pekah, king of Israel. Ahaz, king of Judah, on a clay tablet of Tiglath-Pileser III, giving his full name is Jehoahaz. Bulla of Ahaz, son of Jotham in the Bible, king of Judah. Seal of Ushna, servant of Ahaz. Bulla of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, scribe of Josiah. Bulla of Baruch, son of Neriah, the scribe, even showing his fingerprint. Bulla of Jeremiah, 36 and 26, the king's son. Seal of Sariah, son of Neriah, brother to Baruch. Seal of Azaliah, son of Meshulam. These are Shaphan's father and grandfather. Four generations are thus represented. Ring of Hanan, a son of Hilkiah the priest, finder of the book of Deuteronomy in 622 B.C. Find it in 2 Kings 22:8. Bulla of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, 1 Chronicles 6:13. Grandfather and great-grandfather of Ezra. Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. Inscription of Tobiah the Ammonite at Arak Elimir, Jordan. Seal of Maadna, the king's daughter, which king is unknown, from Jerusalem, 7th century B.C. Seals for women are rare. Seal of Elishama, servant of the king, Jeremiah 36, verse 12, also in 41, verse 1. Seal of Asaiah, servant of the king, 2 Kings 22:12. Bulla of Jehuchel, son of Shelemiah, son of Shovi, Jeremiah 37, 3. The grandfather was not known before. Seal of Palto, or Pelatiah, a high government official under King Zedekiah, approximately 596 B.C., Ezekiel 11, 1. Babylonian cuneiform tablet in British Museum of Nebo Asarsekim in Jeremiah 39, 3. End of quotes. The archaeologists have unearthed ancient pre-Moses Sumerian tablets that describe the creation account, finally from Dr. McCoy. Genesis chapters 1 and 2, creation account. The Sumerian creation account on six tablets, known as the Enuma Elish, when on high, it means, dates to about 2500 B.C. In Babylon, it was recited on the fourth day of the New Year's festival. Creation is described ex nihilo. The first tablet describes the time when heaven and the earth did not exist. One tablet describes the creation of a woman who is named Nin-Ti in Sumerian, translated as the Lady of the Rib and the Lady Who Make Live. Thus, well before Moses, these concepts were known, but badly garbled in accounts of gods and goddesses fighting for control. Many seals from 2000 BC show a sacred tree and a serpent, but no text reports the temptation of Eve. The earliest Sumerian pictograph script dates to 3300 BC. End of quotes. God's word is true and righteous altogether. It is a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Psalms 19:7-11, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Man said, the Bible's accounts are often inaccurate or exaggerated. Surely no one in this enlightened society finds it credible. Now you have the record.